Seattle has a rich history of big giving that goes back to the middle of the last century. As an employee of the Gates Foundation, local Wonder listener Ann Martins knows a lot about philanthropy, but she wanted to know more about the role giving has played in Seattle's past. We sent out KUOW's Marcy Silman to get the answer.
A great way to see the impact of philanthropy in Seattle is from the International Fountain. That's right here in the middle of Seattle Center. Over to my left is Marion Oliver McCaw Hall. That's where Seattle Opera and Pacific Northwest Ballet perform. Just a couple of blocks past that to the east, you'll find the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So if I turn south, I see the Charlotte Martin Theater. And just past Key Arena, to my right, there's the Bagley Wright Theater.
Okay, got it.
Bagley Wright and his wife Virginia really sparked Seattle's late 20th century cultural philanthropy after the 1962 World's Fair. The fair was all about our jet age future, and it gave Seattleites a glimpse of what was possible in this provincial timber town. In an interview recorded just a couple of years before he died, Wright said after the fair ended, Seattle had to make some decisions about the fairgrounds.
My job was to find some way of using the buildings that were there.
Wright and his peers dreamed of transforming Seattle into a city that could rival cosmopolitan meccas like San Francisco, New York, even Paris. At the top of Wright's list of must-haves, a professional theater company. His baby, the Seattle Repertory Theater, is now housed in the building that bears his name on the Seattle Center grounds.
If you look around Seattle, we wouldn't be the city we are, the region we are, without philanthropy.
That's Tony Mestris. He directs the Seattle Foundation, one of the oldest community philanthropies on the West Coast. The foundation manages more than $1 billion for 1,200 donors and businesses. Mestris says as Seattle developed into a thriving metropolis, the gap between the rich and poor here grew into a crevasse, and that pushed Seattle's philanthropists.
You know, once upon a time, charity evolved from people who had good intention, goodwill, had done well in society, wanted to give back. Philanthropy is now evolving to be far more impact-driven relative to systems change, going to root causes.
That's exactly why Microsoft co-founder Bill Gates and his wife Melinda decided to start a foundation. They're involved in everything, from malaria prevention to literacy projects. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is one of, if not the, largest private philanthropy in the world, with an endowment of around $40 billion. Melinda Gates and her husband always knew they wanted to give on this scale.
Even during the time we were dating, I knew he was thinking in that direction. And then after we got engaged, we had a series of conversations where we said, this is absolutely the right thing, is to take the vast bulk of the resources that have come from Microsoft and give them back to society. So we made that decision very easily as a couple before we even got married.
The bulk of the foundation funds go overseas, but in 2015, it awarded $300 million to Seattle area organizations, everything from Northwest Harvest to the University of Washington. The foundation's impact ripples out beyond direct grant making.
What we'd already learned from Microsoft is if you start a business in the Pacific Northwest, you're hiring many talented employees, and what they do and give back in the community has a huge effect. So when we decided actually where the foundation would be located, for instance, we specifically chose to be by the Seattle Center to be part of the fabric of the city.
The Gates Foundation sits at the west end of Seattle's thriving biotechnology and global health hub in South Lake Union. Many of those companies are in Seattle because the foundation's here. Of course, before there was a foundation, there was Microsoft.
That's what brought me here, and it's a great time for many people, especially in the tech industry.
Dan Rathbone is a 33-year-old tech entrepreneur. He moved to Seattle a decade ago to work at Microsoft. Rathbone stayed for the quality of life, outdoor sports, and the array of cultural opportunities here, especially Pacific Northwest Ballet.
You know, I grew up in Virginia. You know, if you asked me back then if I would ever get involved with the ballet, I mean, I would have considered it a laughable idea. I mean, it seems so many worlds away.
But Rathbone discovered a passion for the art form, and that drives his charitable giving. He sees a chasm between salaries in the tech industry and those in the nonprofit arts world.
Philanthropic giving is a way to kind of, you know, correct the fact that some things are more highly rewarded in the economy than others. The arts are certainly important, and it's a way to show that recognition.
But many people Rathbone's age, the millennials, are not interested in giving to big arts institutions like PNB or the Seattle Rep.
If you were to make generalizations, it is true that giving used to be institution-focused.
Tony Mestris of the Seattle Foundation.
What we're finding with the next generation of philanthropists is that they are very cause-focused, and cause-focused in a way that is about bringing systems-changing strategies to addressing really habitual, perpetual challenges.
Challenges like homelessness, educational inequities, racism, and protecting the environment. The Seattle Foundation now steers its donors toward what Mestris calls impact-driven philanthropy. In an era with less government money for these issues, that could be a good thing, but maybe not if you run a big arts organization. Ellen Walker is the executive director of Pacific Northwest Ballet. She worries about the future as public arts funding dries up.
The state funds available to us have been cut in half the last 10 years. So we rely more and more on generous individuals. So it is really not true that there's always somebody next in line to pay for this stuff.
About a third of PMB's budget comes from donations. And increasingly, the company has to compete with an array of worthy causes.
We are sometimes told to sit down when we raise our hand and say, hey, the arts are hugely important to the identity of this city and this region. And the next person stands up and says, you are not as important as these five other things. And that is hard to hear.
So what's the role of philanthropy in Seattle? 50 years ago, people like Bagley Wright helped create a metropolis on Puget Sound, a city with vibrant cultural institutions. This attracted major global companies, and it generated vast wealth. The next question, how will people transform that wealth into private philanthropy? And how will that philanthropy shape Seattle in the future? At Seattle Center, I'm Marcy Silman for KUOW's Local Wonder.
This story was inspired by a question from listener Anne. You can hear more stories from our Local Wonder series at our website, kuow.org. And while you're there, leave us your wonder about the Puget Sound region. If your question is picked, we'll send out a reporter to investigate it.